Well, last week, about 90 UNC faculty and administrators took a Tar Heel bus tour. This was an old tradition. They brought it back this year, touring 26 different cities across the state and learning quite a bit along the way. Among the people on the tour was the man who spearheaded the idea in the first place, UNC Interim Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz, and he joins us on the phone right now to talk about it. Chancellor, thank you so much for being with us today.
Hi, Aaron. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about, first of all, the origin of the idea for the tour. This is something that was kind of an annual thing years ago, and you brought it back this year, right?
We did. Back in March, I decided it was time for us to jump back on the bus, and we went big and bold. We took three buses across the state over 3 days with 90 faculty and traveled about 1,600 miles between the three buses. And the origin really, Aaron, was that, our mission at UNC Chapel Hill is to serve our state, and we see everything that we do through that lens. And serving the state is not just part of our history and our mission, but it's, I'd say, probably foundational in everything that we do. And it was great to get out and learn more about the state and listen to the people in North Carolina about how we can make an impact in their communities.
So how did you identify the places to go over the course of the state?
Well, we had a western route, a southeastern route, and an eastern route, and we looked at communities that in some communities we have projects that our faculty and students are involved with. So those were sort of obvious choices for us. Others were regions where we have a high concentration of students that we just hadn't been to in quite a while, and where we were learning more there than probably what those that were receiving us were hearing from our faculty on some of the other stops. It was a really nice combination.
So what were some of the best experiences that you had?
Well, I'll tell you, we witnessed the work of the Carolina College Advising Corps at Moorhead High School in Eden, and I saw firsthand how recent Carolina alums are helping increase college access for students in underserved areas, and had one of our recent alums, a Moorhead Kane scholar, that talked about the way in which his work is changing the family trees for these students. That was his quote. It kind of gave us all goosebumps as we heard him say that. We went down to Wilmington and met with researchers at the North Carolina Collaboratory that are working to learn what we don't know about chemical contaminants in drinking water. And that was really a special stop on the tour. And in Rocky Mount, we learned about Rural Health Initiative's project called Project Grace. It's a collaborative effort including UNC School of Medicine, Gilling School of Public Health, and other faculty looking at issues of health equity and local economy within the communities there. And it's a research project.
Speaking with Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz, UNC, we're talking about the Tar Heel bus tour, which took about 90 different faculty members and administrators across the state last week. How did you identify who to go on the trip in the first place?
Well, we had an application process, and we had about 150 faculty and senior leaders that signed up for it, and would have loved to have taken another bus or two and gotten everybody on the tour, but we decided that we needed to probably limit it to the three buses. And so it was a mixture of faculty and senior leaders that are, diversity across the different disciplines, as I said earlier, those that are doing work in various communities. And so we've reassured those who weren't selected for this bus tour that we hope to do this again next year, and that they'll get first choice at joining the tour if they're interested.
And what were some of their takeaways? I'm sure on the bus you had the opportunity to have conversations with other members of the tour. What were they learning?
Yeah, what was interesting, Aaron, is that we, part of this is about developing, the fellowship that took place on the bus itself as the faculty were traveling about between towns. Also, over meals in those 3 days. And so those connections are oftentimes they become lifelong friendships and meeting faculty and senior leaders you wouldn't otherwise have met. But we had a reflection dinner on the last night after all three buses pulled back into Chapel Hill, and we had an opportunity for everybody there to to provide input and reflect on what they learned. But at the end of the night, the last thing we did was everybody was asked, if the mic was passed, to give one word that represented what the tour meant to them and what mm-hmm. they felt on that tour. And we heard everything from proud to resiliency that they see of citizens in North Carolina to poverty. And you know, the one word that I gave at the end of the night, I was the last person to take the mic, and it was responsibility. And for me, that means that, you know, as the University of the People, that we have a responsibility to provide that service back with everything we do, whether it's research, teaching, or engaged scholarship. And so I really felt that sense of responsibility.
What did you learn that you didn't expect to learn? Did you come back with ideas that you didn't have before about gaps that UNC can fill?
Well, I think some of it was around making sure that, you know, our new strategic plan, as I think I've talked to you about before, has 8 strategic initiatives, and the first of those is called Build Community Together, and it's around diversity and inclusion. And going to down to communities such as, you know, down in Pembroke with the Lumbee tribe, and you know, learning more about their culture, and knowing that we're trying to you know, have a diverse you know, campus community here, and we have faculty, staff, and students who are Native American, and I think to be able to learn their culture and be able to bring that back here and better understand it. And, you know, over in Kinston, when we learned that some of the challenges that they still have around you know, racial tension and inequities, and mm-hmm. knowing that as we bring students from that part of the state, I think will help us be even better at doing what we do.
Speaking with UNC Interim Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz, and I'll wrap up with this. Now that the tour has concluded and everyone's back in Chapel Hill, what's next? Where do you go from here?
Well, we're having you know, some follow-up meetings, reflection meetings, if you will, to identify, you know, where we can have an even greater impact, where faculty might bring some of this into their classroom setting. They might adjust some of their research objectives to better meet the needs of the citizens in North Carolina. So we're going to pull that all together and see how that might fit into our new strategic plan, which is called Carolina Next, Innovations for Public Good. And then the second part of that will be looking at the logistics of this. How would we have an even better tour next year? What might we want to change up to make sure that it's even more impactful?
And that was going to be my next question. This is now kind of coming back as an annual tradition?
If I have anything to say about it, that's the case. I think that'll be the story. I've had just a tremendous amount of feedback on, and all of it positive, about the fact that we did this and how much it meant to those who were on the tour, and a lot of feedback from people who were out there and experienced it as a bus was pulling up into their hometown, where we haven't had a Tar Heel bus pull up in quite a while. It meant a lot to them, so I hope we'll do it again.
That sounds great all around. Again, the Tar Heel bus tour last week. Interim Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it.